Who's excited to be here this morning? Come on, you can do better than that. Who's excited to be in the house of God this morning? What a time to be alive. What a time to be going through what we're going through. Because 2020 has been a year of ups and downs for a lot of people. The majority of the people have, you know, negative things to say about it. Businesses have shut down. You know, small mom and pop companies have suffered. You know, the media is not helping. Can we say amen to that? The media is not helping at all, really. But thank God that we serve a God that doesn't matter what anyone tries to instill in your life, His word will never fail. His promises for your life, regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what this world, how dark it may seem, God has got your back. The Bible says He will never leave you nor forsake you. Whether you are here right now or listening to the sound of my voice on the internet, welcome, guys. I'm happy to be here today. And I believe God has something in store for you this morning. I was prepping for this all last week. And God was just talking and instilling and just, I'm excited for what's going to go down. Because I know God is definitely speaking not only to myself, but to many of us in here. And I pray that all of you came to listen. Have your heart open, expecting something from God. Don't look at this just as some other service that you came, just because you do this as a ritual, you come on church on Sundays. This is your life. Take it seriously. Amen that you are here, and amen for you that are watching me live right now on the internet. Because there's different times for different things, but I believe there's also times to be serious. There's times for joy. There's sometimes times, you know, for sorrow. But right now is the time to get equipped. Say amen. Mind over matter is the topic. God put that, He wanted me to call that the topic for today. This is an interesting quote that I actually found it out last night. I was doing some research and I saw it. I said, listen to what this says. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford said that. I'm going to say it again. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Father God, for every single person that is here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for those that are watching us and tuning in live right now as well. You are all here in one spirit, even though you're not physically here. Father God, we thank you. Lord, may you take total control of these next 30 minutes, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit impacts and completely transforms every single person in this room today. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you guys remember Moses? I'm going to briefly talk about his story. Moses was called by God to save the Israelites from slavery, from the Egyptians. How many of you have heard the story? If you haven't, basically, quick rundown. I don't want to talk about the whole story of when he freed the people. God used Moses. Then the 12 plagues came, the 10 plagues, excuse me. Then God set the Israelites free from Pharaoh. And then after, you know what happens after that? Moses takes them to the wilderness, it says in the Bible. He's in the desert. Now Moses is with the Israelites, God's people. Okay, when I refer to the Israelites, obviously this is in the Old Testament, but now that implies to everyone that is a son or a child of God. Amen? So when I say Israelites also, I want you to look at yourself. If you're a child of God, say amen. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a son of God. Amen? So now, they're free. They've been in slavery for hundreds of years. God's people were in bondage for hundreds of years under Pharaoh, under the Egyptian government. They were slaves. So God used Moses to free his people. So amen. They became free. They were no longer slaves. Now they're in the desert. What do we do now, God? We're in the desert. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen, and this is where we get to our main point. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 1 through 3. The Lord said to Moses, "Send men to explore Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites." Say, giving. That right there is a promise. I'm giving to the Israelites. Send one leader from each of their ancestors' tribes. There was 12 tribes, the 12 tribes of Judah. So Moses sends out 12 spies. Look what it says in verse 3. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent these men from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. After they went to spy on the land, they returned with this report. So the Bible says they went to spy. It was a 40-day. I don't want to read the whole entire thing because I'm going to get to my point. After that, God commanded them, said, go spy on this land that I'm going to give to you. This is the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. God promised this to the Israelites, to his children. So Moses obeyed, and they sent 12 spies. It took them 40 days to go and come back. The Bible says they got some fruits and some grapes to come back with evidence of, and the Bible also gets into detail of how big these grapes were. It actually took a couple guys to actually carry grapes. When you think of grapes, you don't think of massive grapes, but they were of larger size. This was an extremely fruitful land, the land flowing with milk and honey. So now we're jumping. Let's skip now to chapter 13, verse 27. Now, this is the report from the spies. You guys with me? Say amen. They gave Moses this account. This was the report. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here's its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amortites, all the Ites, live in the hill country. Excuse me. There we go. All the people we saw there were of great size. Verse 33. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. I want you to go back to verse 30. Excuse me, I jumped. Verse 30 says here, so everyone was afraid. Verse 30, this it says here, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. Caleb and Joshua, two of the 12 spies, 10 of the 12 were fearful. The Bible says they injected the rest of the Israelites and they instilled fear in everyone. But Caleb and Joshua said, we could surely capture this land. But everyone else doubted. Even though it was promised to God that that land would be theirs. The first place the enemy attacks is the mind. You have power in your mind. How many times have you done things in your life and you've overthought it, or have met someone that has overthought something or completely just allows their thoughts to drain them, to worry them, to keep them totally paralyzed, that they never advance to what either you want or what God wants for you? You see, the enemy has a plan to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He doesn't want to see God's people flourish. He doesn't want God's people to conquer and to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. So what does he do? He tries his only way he can, and he tries to infect your mind. Remember, we are a tripart being: body, soul, and spirit. The body is our flesh, spirit of the living God that lives within you, amen, if you have received Jesus. And then the soul. The soul is where your personality is. Your soul is where your thoughts are, your emotions, your thoughts, your mind. If you allow the enemy, see, if he takes control of your thoughts, he's going to start taking control of your actions, and then that becomes an issue. Because then you are going to be paralyzing yourself. You are going to be straining yourself from achieving and receiving what God wants for your life, and from what God wants to give to you. You see, this is an extremely important thing that we must all take into account. That's why the Bible says, this is why Paul says that we are in a constant battle between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh, the fruits of the flesh is destruction, sexual immorality, hate, wickedness, evilness, envious, malice. There's nothing good that comes out of the flesh. But the spirit, the fruits of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. But you see, if we don't train our minds, so the Bible says in the book of Romans, let's go to Romans, look what it says here. How many of you guys are receiving something this morning? Come on. Romans 12:2. We can put that up. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you're not transformed into the way God thinks, this is why the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Do you allow your giant or your obstacles that are in front of you to determine what God wants for your life? Do you allow that to stop you? Listen, when I read this, God revealed this to me, and it was great, because I've looked at this so many different ways. When I was studying the story of how the spies came back, and the spies were spying on these giants that were living there. They were people of large size. Yes, they were. But they were already defeated. 10 out of the 12 spies were already defeated before they even got hit by them, before they even stomped on them or threw them a spear. There was no war. They weren't arm wrestling these guys. They just saw them. And they were already afraid. They were already defeated. They programmed their minds to be defeated even before there was even a war. How many times does that happen to in our lives? I know it's happened to me before. There's been days that, remember, there's different types of giants. There's different types of storms. There's different types of damages that can occur in someone's life. Obstacles. Some are bigger than others. Some last longer than others. Some are much shorter. Some are much longer. This thing always is doing this. I'm sorry about that noise. Every time I turn, there we go. That's better. Tung, tung, tung. It's messing with my mind. Glory. It doesn't matter what obstacles you face. We all have different issues. All of us have issues. If we didn't have issues, we wouldn't need Jesus. So let's not pretend that we are all perfect here. We are not. That's why we're here today, equipping ourselves. Amen? We need to learn to transform our minds and understand that God needs to take control and dominate. We need to begin to think like God so we can begin to act like God and establish God's kingdom. Too many people are confused because the enemy needs to bring confusion. The Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Your mind. We must renew it daily, regardless of what you go through. If God makes a promise to you, if he instills something in you, it doesn't matter what's in front of my face, what type of disability you think you have, what the heck any doctor has ever told you, what type of negative situation you may be going through. If my God told me, my God is able, regardless of what's in front of me, I will conquer and I will achieve the unachievable, obtain the unobtainable, conquer the unconquerable. To God be the glory. No weapon formed against me will prosper. If God says it, I believe it. You want that job? You got to apply for it and start trusting in God. Just don't sit at home all day. You want that promotion? You got to put in the hours. Stop complaining. You want to be healed? Start praying. Start believing in God for your healing. You don't understand, but this and that. Listen, stop sounding like those 10 spies that were cowards. They never were able to enter the promised land. As a matter of fact, check this out. Those spies that were doubting and that were fearful. This is good. Come on, iPad. There you go. Look what it says. Numbers 32:11. I want you to understand something. Everything you sow, you reap. This is a biblical principle. Every single thing you sow, you will reap. Regardless if it's good, regardless if it's bad. That is a spiritual law. It's just like gravity. You jump, you will go down. If you doubt God, not only are you hurting yourself, you're blocking the blessings that God has for your life. You'll never reach your promised land if you worry and have doubt and are fearful of everything. If God says you can do it, you do it. No matter what, God will make a way. Look what it says here. Numbers 32:11. This is what God said to those that doubted him. The 10 spies that infected the rest of the Israelites when they came back from their report. Because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of those who were 20 years old or more when they came out of Egypt will see the land I promised. I'm going to say this again. Numbers 32:11. Because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of those who were 20 years old or more when I took you out of Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, God is saying here, will see the land I promised. And that's what ended up happening. It wasn't just those 10 spies that didn't see the promised land. The Bible says they wandered the desert for 40 years after that. After the report, 40 years. Not one of those people who were 20 years, how many people are, you guys are definitely much older. I mean, 20 years or older. That's young. Can you imagine God has promised to you something, and there's hundreds of thousands of these Israelites, and God tells them, hey, now that you guys, because those 10 infected the rest. So God's speaking to the nation, to the God's children, and God's telling you, hey, because you didn't believe in me, you aren't going to see the promised land that I promised you. Why do you think God said that? This is a representation. Remember, this is the Old Testament. And thank God for Jesus Christ. We're getting to the good part now. Don't worry. Some of you guys are like, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I'm heated. You're not. There's hope, amen? Don't worry. But I want you to see this representation. Are you with me? Say amen. Have you ever heard of the saying, you can take the Cuban out of Cuba, but you can't take the Cuban out of him. You can take the Puerto Rican out of Puerto Rico, but you cannot take the Puerto Rican out of the Puerto Rico out of the Puerto Rican. Well, I don't know if you're the first year from the Dominican Republic, wherever you're from. If you've left there and now you're here in America, you're still Dominican. You still make your mofongo. You still do your thing. You still know how to make, you know, am I right or am I right? You see, this is a representation. These 10 guys had a way of thinking. God needed them to completely be gone. They were slaves for such a long time. They got out of slavery. But even though they were free, they were still slaves. Their minds were not renewed. They did not transform their minds to think the way that God wanted them to think. Come on, you can give, come on, you can clap. If you're receiving something, say amen, scream at me, I like that. You see, God needed to completely wipe out that old way of thinking. Because you cannot reach your promised land if you think the way you used to think. Act the way you used to act. Because you will never be able to understand. Your flesh is only thinking logically. Your flesh will tell you to think of what your grandmother told you, not what God's telling you. How is it possible that you're going to be healed? How is it possible that you're going to get that? How are you going to... You're going to be an alcoholic just like the rest of your family was. You're going to be broke for the rest of your life because your whole generation was. This is how logic, fear, the flesh wants you to be. The enemy doesn't want you to advance. And this is why we must crucify our flesh. We must pick up the cross, go with Jesus. Have the mind of Christ. Renew our minds daily. If you think like a slave, regardless if you're free, you're still a slave. But thank God we have a God. We have Jesus that died for your sins, died for your mistakes. You can ask him for repentance. You can begin to have communion with God. You can begin to live your life and move forward. And not go back. You begin to tell yourself you are the head and not the tail. You begin to tell yourself you're rich even though your bank account says you're poor. You begin to say things that you may not understand, but because God says it, I believe it, and I know he will not fail me. If God is with you, who can be against you? If God is with you, who can be against you? You have the mind of Christ. You can do all things. You can do all things. Say it out loud. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
You have no limits, no boundaries. Don't allow your mind to hinder you. If God says it, I believe it. All of us need to change the way we used to do. You know, maybe you're here, you're much older, and you've only had one way of doing things your whole life. Well, you're going to have to really get in the ball, man. You're going to have to really, because if you've been 60 years doing something and you just received the Lord last week, you're going to have to start thinking like God. You're going to have to understand the way that we get fed, the way that we get strengthened is by hearing the Word of God. You're doing great. You're here in church today. Amen. But keep coming. Because there is an enemy out there, a roaring lion waiting to see whom he will devour. And if we do not know, that's why the Bible says, I said it earlier, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And God says, his people, you have a plan for your life. Before you were born, I knew you, the Bible says. God knew who you were before you were even in your mother's womb. You have a plan. You have a destiny. You have a purpose. Stop allowing the enemy to tell you otherwise, or your situations around you to tell you otherwise. Maybe it's a family member that looks completely destroyed, like there's no way out. Addictions, I don't know. But you believe in God, I promise you, all things are possible. There's nothing God won't do for you if you allow him to. Oh. What hinders and stops the blessings of God from flowing through your life, on your life, not only to yourself, but to the others around you, is you. When you get out of the way and you say, God, take control. You are my rest. You are my hiding place. You fight my battles for me. You'll be at peace like you've never felt in your life. You won't worry as much as you probably worried in the past. You won't stress as much as you used to stress in the past. Because you know God fights your battles for you. And he will give you peace. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will make a way when there seems to be no way. Give God a round of applause if you believe that. Come on. There are many different battles that you're going to face in this life. Especially if you're a child of God. You are a son, a daughter of God. This is not over. It's only beginning. But don't be worried. Don't have your head down. Don't walk with your, like if you're a dog that's afraid with the tail between its legs, like no. You walk up high. You have the God of the universe living in you. There's nothing that can stop you. But that doesn't mean there's going to be a giant in front of you that's going to try to stop you. Listen, it's like when you go in, when you're in school. You start from the first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. This doesn't stop at 12, though. This is all the way till you're in paradise with your king. We got to understand that. There's a fight, but we're always going to win because we got God. We will always win this fight if you renew your minds daily and think like the way God thinks and equip yourself with the tools, the Word of God, so you have the knowledge to see the serpent before he even tries to come against you or your family. Serpent in this case meaning the enemy. Amen? Not only do these giants that get in your way, like what happened with David. King David's a perfect example of this. How many know the story of David and Goliath? That was a big giant. Everybody was afraid of this giant. But you see, David remembered how God helped him through the hands of the lion, the lion and the bear. It was first a lion that he killed, and then a bear. Trust me, that's scary. But guess what? He knew that God had his back when he went through those stepping stones. These are all stepping stones to get you to your next level. God is molding you. Whatever it is that you're going through now, you're going to overcome it in the name of Jesus, number one. Number two, it's going to prepare you for your next battle. And you know what? You're going to look at it and you're going to remember, if God was with me through the lion with the bear, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And he killed Goliath. And not only did he kill Goliath, but he cut his head off. Never mess with me again, because I'm a child of God. Stand to your feet. Say this out loud with me, church. Say, I have the mind of Christ. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap. Come on. Come on. Renew your minds daily. Transform it. No. Man, God is with me to the end. It doesn't matter what you're facing. Listen, the giant could be the biggest you've ever seen. You may be going through some of the hardest times you've ever gone through in your whole life right now. A lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. A lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. But it doesn't matter what the majority thinks. You will enter the promised land like Joshua and Caleb did, because they did enter the promised land that God had for them, because they believed that God would never fail them. Regardless of how big your problem is or your giant that you're facing, the circumstances, there's nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus over your life and over your family's life. Nothing can penetrate. But we need to transform our minds. Because if you keep thinking like a slave, even though one day you'll get to heaven, yes, you will, because you accepted Jesus in your heart, but you'll live like a slave here on earth. God has called us for promises here while we're still breathing. Don't allow the enemy to stop or hinder you from the things that God has for your life. God wants to bless you. God is saying, I have your promised land. Allow me to give it to you by not doubting me, by not fearing, because I am with you always. Jesus' name. I want to make sure, though, because obviously everything that was spoken today, you guys received something this morning. Have you received something this morning? I want you to give God thanks. I want you to look at yourself differently. I want you to begin to understand that your mind cannot dominate and rule over you. But your mind has to think like the way God thinks. Your mind has to allow God to be the one. When something comes negative against you, because it will, the first thing you tell yourself, what does God say about this? First thing, from now until the rest of your life, this is really good advice, guys. This is God talking to you right now. Anything that goes against the heart of God, or you're going through something that you know is not from God, stop and tell yourself, what does God think about this? That's black and white. Don't even try to overthink that. Kill right now. Stop your mind. What would God think? And then you take it from there, because he will never lead you astray. He will never tell you something that's not good for you because he loves you. He knows more good for you. He knows everything much better for you than you know for yourself. That's a fact. No doubting that. Tell yourself, what will God think? Amen. For those of you right now, whether you're here today or watching me live from your homes or from wherever you may be, this power, this supernatural power that you're being able to have the mind of Christ, you have to have Christ living in you. You can't obtain this type of supernatural power on your own. Even though some people have gone pretty far, but trust me, there's nothing like God. You'll never reach your, you know, the limits that you can reach with God. It's because there is no limits. It's limitless. It's limitless. Every man is limited, but with God, you are limitless. So in order to have the Spirit of the living God living within you, the Bible says you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ died and rose again on the third day for you. If you're here today, and if you're there on the internet as well, you know who you are. If you've never publicly confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand right where you are. Right now, take a step. If you've never accepted Jesus in your heart, right where you are, raise your hand. And if you are there, I'm still going to do the prayer regardless if anyone here does not raise their hand, because I believe that someone for sure that's watching me or is here today has not surrendered their life to Jesus Christ. Listen, Albert, I have believed in Jesus all my life. My grandmother me llamaba un angelito. I was a little angel. Maybe you are a little angel, but that's not what the Bible says for you to go to heaven. That does not mean you will become a child of God. The Spirit of the living God will dwell inside you when you are obedient to what God says and do what God says. That's the way to receive eternal life and to be set free. I'm going to give you guys, I gotta close the service soon. I'm going to give you guys 2 minutes. We'll sing a song. If you know that's you, if you're here today, I think I saw a couple hands raised back there. I want you to come forward here, right here. Tell the world, regardless, all you have to do is a 30-second prayer with me. Not even, it's less than that. You repeat exactly what I tell you. But when you come up here, you're showing the world that you're not ashamed of God. You're letting everybody know, hey, I believe in this Jesus. I want him in my life. I'm going through so many different obstacles, so many different circumstances. I'm crushed. I need this Jesus that you're talking about. I want you to come forward right now. And you that are at home, you know, we just say this prayer with me after I say it, because I'm going to say it regardless if somebody comes up, because I know that someone is going to receive Jesus in their heart today. This is your day. Don't let today pass by, because this is not promised to everyone. Tomorrow is not promised to everyone. Let me say that correct. Excuse me. Tomorrow is not promised to everyone. Jesus died for everyone, and he's knocking on your door right now. Come up here right now if you know you need to be here. Don't let a single moment pass you by.
Sing, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
I want to say, I'm going to do the prayer. If you're at home, no one came up. Amen. We all are saved in this place tonight. Today, excuse me. But that means we know, you know, we are called to reach out to the lost. There should be at least a couple people coming up here every single Sunday. We understand circumstances, some people with COVID and all that are home right now. But I do believe that you are there in your house right now or wherever it is. I want you to repeat this prayer after me and make sure you click on the link there and let us know, write to us. We'd like to speak with you. We'd like to call you, get connected with us. God has a plan for your life. Church, repeat after me. Say, Father God, we come before you in this day. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, shed his blood, to give me the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because on that third day, he rose again. I am yours, you are mine, and from this day forward, only you will I serve. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. Many blessings.